Central City, Nebraska is built around agriculture. On the east side of town is a Green Plains Energy ethanol plant. On the west side, Grosshands Implement. Kent Grosshands is the sixth generation to sell Case International tractors and other machinery. In the repair shed, diesel exhaust and country music linger in the air as he tells me why ethanol is important for Nebraska corn farmers.
Well, the ethanol plants have really increased the flow of grain. You know, it's allowed somebody else to compete with the local elevators, the Cargills, the, you know, Aurora Co-op in our area. So it's brought competition.
That competition equals higher corn prices and a big payoff for farmers and the Midwest economy. 70% of ethanol production in the U.S. happens in six states: Iowa, Nebraska, Illinois, Minnesota, South Dakota, and Indiana. According to an analysis from Iowa State University, ethanol supports 46,000 jobs across the country, including 10,000 workers at plants like the one in Central City. Industry figures tend to be much higher, but it's fair to say ethanol has generally grown rural jobs and incomes. If you take part of that away,
everybody notices. From the restaurants to the hardware stores, everybody's going to notice a slowdown.
At least that's what many are concerned about as the EPA considers a U-turn in ethanol policy. The ethanol boom was driven by the renewable fuel standard passed by Congress in 2007 to jumpstart production of renewable fuels like ethanol. The law's original schedule required oil refiners to mix 14.4 billion gallons of corn ethanol with gasoline this year. But that's more than the normal blend of gasoline can handle. So the EPA is proposing to roll back the standard. Ethanol supporters accuse the EPA of gutting the RFS and putting the rural economy at risk. At a rally in Des Moines, Republican Congressman Steve King of Iowa compared cutting the ethanol mandate to the farm crisis of the 1980s.
We can't allow this to happen again. We can't go through another set of the 80s. We can't be put into another downward spiral by a decision made at the top of the executive branch in the United States.
To relate the reduction in the RFS that's been proposed to the farm crisis in the 1980s suggests to me that the people making those claims haven't read the proposed revisions to the RFS and don't know what happened in the 1980s.
Iowa State economist Dave Swenson does not see economic devastation around the corner. He says the EPA is calling for about a 6% reduction in ethanol demand back to 2012 levels. And it's just a proposal. They haven't made a final decision yet. If it happens, yes, Swenson says, cutting the mandate would have a negative impact on the rural economy.
But how big of an impact has probably been overstated by many of the stakeholders.
Scott Irwin, an ag economist at the University of Illinois, agrees. For farmers, he says the EPA proposal means lost potential. Ethanol plants won't use more corn this year, but they won't use less either.
The minimum level of corn that we're going to be using ethanol is someplace around 4.8 or 4.9 billion bushels. And the EPA rules stop us from going to 5.5 billion. That kind of change is not going to cause a disaster in farm incomes.
And if you ask Kent Grosshands in Central City, he's feeling optimistic. While times have been good, farmers have put money in the bank, so he's not that worried about what the EPA decides, at least in the short run.
I'm going to honestly answer you, no. We're not planning on it slowing down. Matter of fact, I've just hired another salesperson in our store because we're going to go after it.
But after 2014, things are less certain, thanks to a big drop in corn prices. The EPA's proposal to cut the ethanol mandate came as farmers brought in a record crop last fall. Prices are around break-even, and Grosshands says as the boom years end, farmers are anxious about what comes next.
Here we go now. They want to reduce the mandate. Other countries have started producing more corn. They've opened up more land. Here we go again. We're having an oversupply. I think they all feel that, you know, their world's kind of tightening up on them right now.
But in the end, whether the farm economy takes a turn for the worse may have more to do with the weather in Nebraska or Iowa than which way the wind blows in Washington. Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.